1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. A strike on Lebanon's capital has hit an apartment in the centre of Beirut, the first attack within the city limits. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 105 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the last day. Israel has also been targeting Houthi rebels in Yemen, which it says was in retaliation to missile fire by the Iranian-backed militants. The BBC's John Donison reports.
Israel says it targeted one of the main ports in Yemen and it hit two power stations there. The images we saw from there, we saw massive explosions. The port area engulfed in fire. That is some 1,800 kilometres from Israel, so the reach of Israel's military is both long and strong. And Israel says it is responding to drone and missile attacks launched from Yemen, from Houthi groups in Yemen, who the Houthis are Iranian-backed. They are fiercely opposed to Israel's actions in Gaza and in Lebanon, but Israel says it will attack anyone who attacks it.
Back home, Qantas engineers are warning more strike action is on the horizon if the airline doesn't budge on pay. The union is fighting for a 35% pay increase over 4 years. The union held a two-hour work stoppage this morning. Australian Manufacturing Workers Union National Secretary Steve Murphy says a pay deal needs to be reached.
We're not able to get a decent outcome for the workers who are there to hold the reputation of Qantas up high for their safety, then we should have a national conversation to bring Qantas back into public hands.
The Transport Minister says it will be a difficult time for thousands of commuters in Sydney's southwest, as a major rail line closes down. The 130-year-old T3 Bankstown line has shut down to be converted into a metro line. Joe Halen says free replacement buses will be running for commuters.
If they do need to jump on those Southwest Link buses, they are free. In fact, you don't have to tap on or off because we recognise this is going to be a really difficult, inconvenient time for the people in the Inner West and Canterbury-Bankstown.
The Albanese government claims a reduction in its own spending has delivered another budget surplus. Michael Packey reports.
The Reserve Bank is urging the states and federal government to ease their spending to help lower inflation. The Albanese government says it's doing its bit, with official figures to be released today showing the nation's budget has remained in the black for the second year in a row. The final budget outcome will reveal a surplus of $15.8 billion, almost double what had been forecast in May. But the government admits tax revenue is starting to dry up as company profits fall, meaning the budget could be in the red next financial year.
Police officers will no longer be able to use encrypted messaging apps and social media on work-issued devices. The recommendation has come from the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission, but some officers believe it'll impede their ability to chase criminals and communicate with each other. Shadow Police Minister Paul Toole says the rules won't be good for morale.
At the end of the day, if we're going to have rules like this on Messenger and WhatsApp, all we're going to do is see police officers carrying a second phone, and I would have thought that we need to support them in everything they're doing, not actually carrying two phones out there on the job.
New research shows Australians throw away the equivalent of nearly 8 million meals every day. Experts say meal planning and using leftovers can help bring down the level of wasted food. And Food Waste Australia campaign manager Mandy Hall says we have to cut down on waste.
If Australians just could undertake them bit by bit and form those new habits, the significant impact that would have on the food waste issue across Australia is astronomical.
And country music singer and Hollywood star Kris Kristofferson has died. No cause of death has been given, but it's understood he died peacefully surrounded by family. He was 88.
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers today, becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds south to southwesterly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, tending south to southeasterly in the middle of the day, then becoming light in the evening. Heading to a top of 21 degrees in the city, 22 in the west. Right now it's 19 degrees in the city, 20 in the west. Partly cloudy tomorrow, getting up to 22 degrees. A shower or two on Wednesday and 20. Partly cloudy on Thursday and 21. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Hope 1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
Camray, they've cleared the crash on the Warringah Freeway, citybound just past the Miller Street. Parkley, lights blacked out Sunnyhill Road near Parkley Market. And Cecil Park, now lights are flashing amber, Elizabeth Road and Walgrove Road. You can't do much about road clutter, but you can tidy up your life with a customised storage plan from Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au today. The kings of storage, moving and more. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. It's great to be out and about with you.
If you are affected by this, then you probably already know all about it. And I'm not trying to rub it in when in a couple of minutes on Hope Mornings, we share about the significant changes to Sydney's transport network that have happened from today. This is not to try to rub it in. This is in case you didn't know. We're going to attempt to bring each other up to speed on something that for the next year, possibly longer, will have a massive impact on your way to work. First on Hope 1032, Pink Sting, oh yeah, and Marshmello. G'day, I'm Ben.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down.
Hope 1032.
Refreshing, fun, and life-giving.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad and make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind.
Yes, that is Jason Gray. I'm Ben McKechnie on Hope 103.2. And from today, the T3 Bankstown train line here in Sydney closed for at least 12 months for metro upgrades. You might already know that. And if you didn't, you might have got to the train station this morning and found out. In case you didn't know, let me repeat, for the next 12 months at least, due to metro upgrades, the T3 Bankstown train line closed. There are replacement buses, pink buses, going in and out of the city with limited and all-stop services. This is affecting a huge swathe of Sydney from Sydenham to Bankstown. And sure, we all get that transport infrastructure over time has to be upgraded. And there's no good time and no way of not affecting commuters of upgrading it. Like, you just can't do that without some degree of, sorry, we're going to disrupt. But as much as I love a good bus ride, come on, riding the bus is great. But catching the bus every day when you're used to getting the train every day, that may affect your love of buses. Hey, it might only be for 12 months. Better work on your patience now, I figure. Hope Mornings, You too.
You think you've got the stuff. You're telling me and anyone you're hard enough. You don't have to put up a fight. You don't have to always be right. Let me take some of the punches for you tonight.
I'm turning in your favor. Watch him work it for your good. He's not done with what he done until it's good.
Hello, peace. Hello, joy. is not my future, you are. Sin, this is not my story, you are, you are. And heartbreak's not my home, you are, you are. Death is not the end, you are.
So there's nothing happening at the moment. Still nothing. Nothing. Hope 1032, I'm Ben, that's Maverick City Music, and nope, still nothing on the 24/7 live stream from Mudeng's enclosure. You know Mudeng. If you've been anywhere around the internet during the past week or so, you definitely know Mudeng, the 2-month-old baby pygmy hippo, now the most famous resident of a Thailand zoo. And so many people have been busting a gut to see more of Mudeng. And there are so many images and videos online already. But now, if you go to Zoodio, Z-O-O-D-I-O dot live, 24/7, you can try to get a gander at Mudeng. And at the moment, yeah, still nothing. You're just looking at an enclosure. Yeah, there's some water over there, tree, concrete. Is that food in the foreground? No sign of Mudeng. But hey, check back in next minute, next hour, next whatever. 24/7 Mudeng, apart from when Mudeng is else. What is Mudeng doing at the moment?
1032. What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 1032 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever. Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
pack my bags and I walk on. This was the time that I knew I should. But there's a fear in every step, and I still love where I just left. Two mountains I'm caught in the middle, can't see the forest before the trees. This climbing breaks me a little, but the hope inside of me that this lonely valley leads to a bridge over troubled dreams, to a bridge over troubled dreams.
Delta Goodrum, Hope 103.2. Have you heard about the Scrap Heap Adventure Ride? I hadn't until our awesome online coordinator, Joni, sent me the link to Scrap Heap Adventure Ride for the past 14 years. This is a pretty great event. So motorcycle enthusiasts are charged with purchasing a bike for no more than $1,000 and then riding that through the Australian outback, raising funds and awareness to support people who are living with Down syndrome. And across 14 years, more than $1 million raised for the Down syndrome community. And I'm trying this week to chase up a rider and his daughter that will be part of Scrap Heap Adventure Ride. Will be great to hear more about it. And if you've ever been part of it, get in touch on 0448 40 20 20, scrapheapadventureride.com.au for more. Looking to raise an extra $100,000 this year for people living with Down syndrome. This is Fleetwood Mac. Hope Mornings.
Yes! Hope 1032.
I gotta try to do right when life's doing me wrong. Gotta shake the dust off my feet and keep marching on. When trouble weighs me down and brings me to my knees, Lord, my needs are many, but that's a pretty, yeah, a pretty good place to be. Don't blame it on the preacher, 'cause the preacher done told. The devil's got a target on my heart and my soul. But let me tell you, brother, what the devil don't know. The lower I go, the more I'm gonna lift you higher, higher, higher. I'm gonna lift you higher, higher, higher. And God Almighty, you are worthy. Higher, higher, higher. I may never get money, I may never have fame, but if I'm ever in the spotlight, I'll point it back your way. 'Cause standing at the top was never ever my goal, but if you put me on a mountain, then I'll tell the whole world, singing hallelujah till I hit the dirt.
G'day, I'm Ben McKechnie. That is Unspoken on your Christian community station, Your Hope, across Greater Sydney and beyond, on air, online, on the app. For more than four decades, listener supported. Your generosity makes Your Hope happen. Amazing. Jesus 24, Vote Like Jesus are slogans, signs, merchandise created by controversial American pastor Mark Driscoll. And as Religion Unplugged is letting us know, recently, the city that he lives in Arizona, officials sent him a request or a demand saying, take down your Jesus Christ 24 sign. Because we know it's American election season. How can you not know that? The whole world knows that. And it seems like the city thinks that this Jesus Christ 24 poster is too similar to official posters for an actual political candidate. So they're inviting, well, telling Mark Driscoll, take it down. And his response, no, we're not going to comply. We're going to multiply. On his website, he's saying that Christians should be political because the fight we face is not about right versus left, but about good versus evil. Oh, no. The latest season of Money, Faith and Finance podcast has wrapped up. But here's the good news. Bonus episodes.
For you, including how to be smarter with money and your burning questions answered.
Hey, I'm Ben from the Money, Faith and Finance podcast. You can always share a back episode with a mate, rate, review it. Join the Money, Faith and Finance Facebook group. Almost 600 members. And Money, Faith and Finance podcast will be back. Season 6 real soon.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
We live in a world where we're faced with many problems that are beyond fixing. Not even the great and powerful can feed all the hungry, clean up all corruption, force people to care for others above themselves. And more disturbingly, it doesn't seem as if God can do that either. For many of us, it's increasingly apparent that God doesn't often step in and simply solve such problems. But he comes alongside those who endure these things and holds them tight. It seems he doesn't intend to explain suffering, but to fill it with his presence. Perhaps he invites us to do likewise. Instead of posing as fixers who have all the solutions, we come as companions who absorb something of the patient compassion of God. In our broken world, miracles of healing and justice do not always occur. And so, we're called to share something of our brokenheartedness with others along the way. One day, praise God, it will all be fixed. But that day is not yet. I'm David Ray.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be worth it. Yeah. Too many people take second best. Well, I won't take anything less. It's got to be. They make such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right. Get it.
Fairground Attraction on Hope 103.2. For fans of transparency and accountability in Australia, last week the federal court ruled that ministerial reshuffles are not an excuse to hide documents from public scrutiny. That's a win for freedom of information in Australia. Hope Morning's Jordan Felice.
Let me tell you, oh my friend, about this joy I'm living in. Let me take the mic, go on and testify how I was dead and then I came to life. No more living in the dark of night. No, everything's alright. I've been changed, I've been saved. Brand new day, I've been changed, I've been changed. Tell me why would I turn back now? There's no end to the love I found. Future's burning, there ain't no doubt. I've been changed, I've been changed.
Oh my, heartbreak when you turn the page.
Let me take the mic, go on and testify how I was dead and then I came to life. No more living in the dark of night. No, everything's alright. I've been changed, I've been saved. Brand new day, I've been changed, I've been changed. Tell me why would I turn back?
Sydney's Hope.
Let's just pretend this night won't end. The lights are flashing like I'm reading your heart. I see a world in outer space. We spiral up and now we're standing on the stars. To the moon, she's riding on a burning light. I don't know if I'm gonna keep up. She said I can't.
almost Monday, this actual, not even almost, but we're here Monday on your Hope 103.2. I'm Ben McKechnie. Millions of tons of food wasted every year in Australia, according to Food Bank, which also lets us know that sadly there's been a doubling in the need for food relief. Hope Morning's impact, those statistics inspired me to suggest to you Hope Morning's impact this week, you and I doing more with our leftovers. Don't scrape them into the bin. What else can you do with that excess food that you have? That may include being able to offer it to a neighbor, a friend, a family member. You might be in a position to do that. Or in your own household, just work out, how could I save this for tomorrow? Take it for lunch to work or put it into some kind of omelet. I love a bit of leftover omelet, don't you? Come on. Who's with me? I know you are. Hope Morning's impact, you and I, we do small things together every week, making a big difference, particularly in light of millions of tons of food wasted in Australia. Here's just a way of clawing that back, doing something this week with your leftovers.
Hope 103.2.
Express your interest in owning an exciting cost of living relief initiative. Drive-Bys will offer Australian families unprecedented energy savings, up to 66 cents per litre off fuel or an equivalent amount on their electricity bills. And Freewords will offer SMEs a risk-free pay-per-sale advertising alternative. Simply pledge an amount and pay at point of sale. No financial risk, no upfront cost, no lock-in contract and precise ROI certainty. Visit freewords.com.au. Station sponsor.
No business wants to throw money away. But did you know sending resources to landfill can be more expensive than recycling them? Planet Ark's free business recycling service can kickstart your workplace recycling journey, help you find the right recycling solutions, and give you a competitive edge. Join the 1 million Australians using business recycling to keep valuable resources in circulation. Visit businessrecycling.com.au. It's just good business.
103.2.
Walking, stumbling on these shadow feet toward home, a land that I'll never see. I am changing less and less asleep, made of different stuff than when I began. I've sensed it all along. Fast approaching is the day when the world is falling out from under me. I'll be found in you, still standing. When the sky
1032.
There's a bridge and there's a river that I still must cross as I'm going on my journey. Though I might be lost, and there's a road I have to follow, a place I have to go. Well, no one told me just how to get there, but when I get there, I know, 'cause I'm taking it step by step, bit by bit, stone by stone, yeah, brick by brick, oh yeah, step by step, day by day.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. The federal opposition is calling for swift punishment of protesters who waved the Hezbollah flag and carried framed pictures of the group's leader over the weekend. Major demonstrations have been held after Hassan Nasrallah was killed in an Israeli airstrike. The government is warning non-citizens who took part in the protests may have their visas cancelled. Liberal leader Peter Dutton says Labor and the police need to act quickly.
The laws do provide for an offence in that regard, and the law should be enforced, and I find it completely unacceptable that the government wouldn't be arresting people already or cancelling visas of people who are glorifying Hezbollah and Hamas and others. They have no place in our country.
Israel has bombed an area in Beirut in its first attack on the Lebanese capital outside the southern suburbs. At least 105 people have been killed in the last 24 hours. Back home, firefighters say high fuel loads and warmer conditions will make this summer a challenging one. The state's fire season officially begins tomorrow, prompting a reminder for all households to be prepared in case of a bushfire emergency. RFS Commissioner Rob Rogers says it's crucial to make sure your home is ready.
Because whether you're going to stay or go, if your home is prepared, then it gives firefighters a lot better chance to save your home. Clean out your gutters, things like that. Remove combustibles from around your home and have a hose that will reach all the way around your property. Simple things like that can make all the difference.
Firefighters from New South Wales Fire and Rescue will receive a pay rise while negotiations continue between the state government and the union. The interim deal will see a pay increase of 3% and put a stop to industrial action. Emergency Service Minister Gia Dib says it's a good first step, but there's still a way to go.
Obviously, there's an industrial claim that's been negotiated at the moment. It's also in front of the Industrial Relations Commission. But in the meantime, what we've agreed to is to offer an interim 3% that will be backdated from when the award expired. And we'll continue to resolve all the remaining issues and hopefully come